Nation. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Protesters began a hunger strike over the weekend at a pro-Palestinian sit-in at Princeton University. The protesters said they will abstain from all food and drink except water. They're demanding that Princeton University divest from Israel and boycott the nation. They also want total amnesty and charges dropped for any protesters. 13 people were arrested during a takeover of Clio Hall last week. New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer is securing additional money to protect religious groups throughout the state as tensions rise over the Israel-Hamas war.
That money will go to 34 organizations, synagogues, mosques, churches, gurdwaras, high schools, and religious community centers.
The nearly $5 million in funding will help improve safety and combat rising anti-Semitism and Islamophobia. Gottheimer says his constituents are telling him they no longer feel safe in their neighborhoods. He's also condemning the rhetoric on college campuses that are forcing classes and finals to go remote, saying students should be deprived of that experience regardless of their religion or race. Working off the momentum of a recent announcement by Governor Murphy, the New Jersey Institute for Social Justice is pushing legislators to move ahead with a bill that would allow former convicts to serve on juries.
There are some very clear guarantees in our Constitution. One is that you have a jury of your peers.
The governor last week said he's in favor of the change. A nursing home in Toms River has agreed to repay almost $165,000 in Medicaid funds it was not supposed to receive to the state of New Jersey. Complete Care at Bailey agreed to the settlement with the state comptroller's office. State law mandates that Medicaid funds are supposed to be paid to the payer of last resort for patient care. The nursing home did not admit any wrongdoing. New Jersey News Time 7:02. Fast traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time, 7:08. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
We've got some fog and drizzle around New Jersey this morning, even a few showers departing the southern coast. Temperatures are in the 50s now. We'll see lots of clouds today, and hit or miss showers are possible at any time, but at least we're warming up today. Highs will reach about 70 degrees this afternoon. Mostly cloudy with patchy fog tonight. A few showers and thunderstorms expected, especially to the south. Lows in the mid-50s. Even warmer tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s with partly sunny skies. Chance of showers early and late tomorrow. New Jersey weather made possible by W. Danley Electrical. Prepare for a power outage? With a Generac automatic standby generator from W. Danley, you'll always have power. Free extended warranty, HVAC and gen maintenance with a qualifying home standby generator purchase. 0% financing available. Visit Danley911.com.
Thanks, Dan. In Piscataway, 53. Point Pleasant, 56. Camden, 58. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, or on demand. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood and stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.